Imagine a funeral plan tailor-made for you. The OurSurance funeral plan lets you build your cover with benefits that suit your needs. For flexible and low-cost funeral cover, SMS funeral to 44748. OurSurance Life is a licensed insurer and FSP. T's and C's and standard rates apply.
Sokala Duma Radio.
There is a train of thought in football that a good referee is one that goes unnoticed. The idea being that a good referee facilitates the flow of the game without actually being a major presence. However, retired Italian referee Pier Luigi Collina, considered the greatest referee of all time, turned that notion on its head. He showed the world of football that a strong personality, a referee with conviction and passion for what he does, will always dish up a better game of football for the fans. Being judge and jury over 90 minutes of action requires great resolve and character and should be celebrated by the industry. Add the unmistakable colours of OurSurance, which South Africa's men in the middle now wear, and it's only natural that we want to know more about them. In the first of a new monthly feature, Sokala Duma and OurSurance introduce you to Victor Gomez. Stay tuned as our presenter Shane Matsuyane talks to Gomez about what goes into the decision making that shapes our beautiful game.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And on the line right now, we have former PSL referee of the season, and that is Victor Gomes. Vic, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. The question is, how are you?
I'm very well, Vic. Look, man, there are soccer players, there are cricket players, there are rugby players, you name them. But Victor Gomes chose refereeing. Why?
Yeah, refereeing, I think refereeing chose me at a very young age. I used to play when I was a young boy, 12, 13 years old. I started refereeing already then. I used to beg my coach allow me to ref the practice matches. And ever since then, it just became a passion and it was in my blood.
Wow. So you did play football, Mr. Gomes?
As a young boy, yes, I did.
Wow. Wow. Well, Vic, you grew up in a community where there is Chiefs, Pirates, Swallows, and there was also Sundowns. Even myself, I had one. Even our CEO, Mr. Peter Du Toit, has his team. Even the state president, he has his team. But which one did Victor Gomes support here in SA?
Yeah, you see, the problem is even the state president does not have the authority that the referee has during the 90 minutes that the laws of the game empower him to have.
Sure.
Which means he's not allowed to have a team. Or as I always explain to people, it just makes my job easier when I don't support nobody.
Wow. Now, Vic, your refereeing a kid this season was one of the things that caught the attention of the South African loving fraternity, the colorful OurSurance kid this season. How did you feel about it when you wore it for the first time?
Well, I'm very happy that SAFA managed to get this deal for us referees and show that we are also an integral part of football. And yeah, it's awesome to have a high esteeming company like OurSurance supporting us referees.
It feels good though to have a sponsor supporting you referees.
Well, of course it is. Referees form an integral part of football match today.
Sure.
And the more support we have, the better.
Yeah. And there's been some major improvement in some refereeing all over the world with some with the introduction of the VAR. I saw you on TV the other day with the CAF being tested in this new piece of equipment. What are your thoughts on this VAR?
Malume, you know, VAR is, I'm glad that it should have come earlier. VAR is something, it's a tool that is here to assist refereeing, and it can only improve the game. We are now going through the baby stages of VAR, where VAR has just been introduced now, obviously in the last World Cup. And now, yes, it's being introduced at CAF, and you know, it literally gives referees a second chance.
Wow. It will make your jobs easier, or do you feel like you as referees will still need to make a lot of impact in this refereeing football?
I think let me answer your question by saying this. VAR's principle is minimum interference, maximum output. And what that means is people or the general public need to understand that VAR is not for a right or wrong decision. VAR is to assist referees who get a decision completely wrong, or as our instructor said, a scandalous decision where it's you, the referee, who is only you can see that decision. Everybody else sees a different decision. So then VAR ultimately says, hey, Mr. Referee, we advise you to do an on-field review because we'd like you to see this decision. And at the end of the day, the referee still has the final say. There's no influence whatsoever from outside. The referee has to make the final decision based on using video evidence now.
Wow. Yeah. Vic, look, I'm one of your biggest fans, man. I mean, I won't say that I understand refereeing, but there is one thing that football fans will need to understand about you and your level of refereeing. If there is one thing that they will need to understand, and if you were given time to explain to the football fraternity, what will that be?
Manume, it's the most important thing that I always tell people. If you get Gomez last year, or if you get Gomez 2 years ago, if you get Gomez 5 years, or when you get Gomez in 2 years' time, it must be the same consistent Gomez.
Wow.
I think each team or any player would want a referee to have the same decision all the time. Not you see a decision today, one you see an infringement or a tackle you see today, and tomorrow you see the same thing, but you get a different decision. I think any football-loving fan wants consistent, and I believe that's what all referees strive to be, is consistent. So that's what we try. At the end of the day, we are human.
Yeah.
We only get one split second to see something. Maybe a player gets in front of our view, or we were not close enough, or we had the wrong angle,
sure,
and we are not able to make a credible decision. And at the end of the day, we are also human. We are trying our best, because at the end of the day, we want football to be the ultimate winner.
Sure. What about the crowd, though? Because most of the time, you are one referee that is mostly given this huge game. I mean, when you're talking about the crowd, do they ever influence your decision-making on the field? Like, let's say a player goes down in the box and the crowd goes up, yeah, and then you need to make that split second call. Do they ever influence your decision? I mean, the crowd?
No, I'm blessed to say that we have an awesome crowd here in South Africa and even on the African continent.
Sure.
And it makes the game very exciting. It's good for the game. It's good for the players. It's good for everybody. But we, as seasoned professionals, we become prone to these things. We just stay focused on our job. It's like any other job. A pilot or anybody who does his job, he gets used to his job. He knows what he has to do. And just like a referee, we know what we are there to do. And that's it. We can never make everybody happy, but we know that we have a job, a big responsibility to handle.
Wow. Do you prepare differently, though, Mr. Gomes? Like, for example, Sundowns versus Pirates game, as compared maybe to your Cape Town City or Chipa game? How do you prepare for such games?
Again, I say I'm blessed to officiate in one of the highest leagues in the world, not even in the continent, in the world. Our level of football in our country is of high caliber, and it is why when we go on to the African continent,
sure,
we are able to also produce results, because there is no more easy game in South Africa. Whether it be an NFT game or SAB game, all our games are very competitive. And the amount of skillful players that we have, all of this is an integral part of building the brand. Our Premier League, it's a high brand. SAFA has also invested a lot of money in us referees to try and bring us up to this level. So it all forms part of the high level of caliber that we have in our country.
Wow. Well, Mr. Combs, you've been also in charge of this game for years. You know, you've been charging this game for years, and you've officiated in the most difficult places in Africa. Do you ever feel intimidated refereeing, let's say, a Soweto derby as compared to, say, the Esperance game versus TP Mazembe, let's in Lubumbashi? How huge are those games, and how do you handle such games?
Malume, those games for me are the most rewarding as a referee, because it's where you get to the pinnacle of your referee, and it's where you now push on for World Cup aspirations and you push on for further international aspirations. Those games have a high level of pressure. You have a different mentality to go into that game. You need to be focused, and it all comes back to modern refereeing, intelligent refereeing. You have to be on your toes all the time. There's always something different in those type of games, whether it be even before the match, getting into the stadium or whatever it is. There's different challenges, and it's just a different degree of football altogether as well.
Wow. You know, Mr. Gomes, we've seen in this CAF, the CAF Champions League, or even in the CAF Confederations Cup, or mostly in most CAF games, referees are told ahead of time that you'll be officiating, for example, the Esperance game versus TP Mazembe, or you'll be officiating a final between Al Ahly and Zamalek. Here in the PSL, how far ahead of time do you think which games you will be officiating?
Well, normally what happens in the Premier League is we'll get maybe 3 or 4 days before, or should I say within that week, we will get the appointment. We acknowledge the appointment. If you're available, you respond that you are available.
Sure.
And then the travel arrangements get organized. And obviously, as a referee, I will create like a WhatsApp group. And then we plan the game. We plan arrangements, the traveling, etc. What time we're leaving, what time we're going, etc. And yeah, that's how it works.
Wow. Okay, and the typical career path for refereeing, I mean, for someone who wants to be a referee, can you take us through the journey of someone if he wants to be a referee? Where does it start? How does it begin? Where does it start if you want to be a referee?
So being a referee obviously starts the day you decide, no, you want to be a referee, and you go to your local football association where you live. They normally have some fields around there, and you become a member.
Sure.
And then you start doing the courses. You do your level one. The exams for referees are level 1 to 7. 7 being international referee. And I think now to be on the Premier League, you need level 6.
Sure.
So you go up the ranks. And obviously you start refereeing in your LFA. And then you get graded. You pass fitness tests. You pass your tests. Then you go to, SAB.
Sure.
You do provincial, etc. Then you move on to ABT Mustepe. Then from there, if you get selected, then you go on to the NFD and obviously the Premier League.
Wow.
And then from there, you are then eligible to be selected as an international referee.
Wow. Mr. Gomes, this is a very long path, but worth it in the end. Any heroes that you looked up to, I mean, when you grew up and why?
Well, I always admired one of the biggest referees of all time, our referees chairman now at FIFA, Mr. Pierluigi Collina.
Wow.
The bald gentleman, the Italian gentleman. He's always been one of my role models. He's got a real personality and his knowledge of the game, his intelligence towards the game. It really inspires me to try and improve. He's been a real role model to many referees as well. But not forgetting a lot of people along the way that help us. You know, we had, locally in South Africa, I always looked up to Jerome, one of our top referees in our country.
Sure.
To Bennett as well. We've been blessed to produce top referees in our country.
Mm. Wow. Now, Mr. Vic, there's a promise that I'm about to make to you right now. I promise you that this question that I'm about to ask you is not recorded. My producer here has stopped recording because we are about to talk the financials now. What does a PSL referee typically earn? Can one make a career out of it?
To me, I don't have a problem. I know this information has been disclosed in the media. I'll be very honest. I'm not even sure what I earn in the Premier League because, we just get an amount at the end of the month for the games that we've done.
Sure.
I'm a businessman. I have some companies that I run.
Sure.
The money that I earn from football, it's literally, I do it for the love of the game.
Wow.
But I'm aware that many of my colleagues do have it's a sustainable career to do. And there are also many who have got other jobs. Some are teachers, etc. Some work. So yeah, it's, you know, it's feasible then.
Wow. So one can make a career out of it, right?
Yeah, yes, there are many referees who have full-time, and in other parts of the world, they have full-time referees where they earn proper salaries monthly, etc., and have different facilities. So there are some, as we call, full-time professional referees around the world. But in South Africa, as you know, we are only basically part-time referees.
Imagine a funeral plan tailor-made for you. The OUTsurance funeral plan lets you build your cover with benefits that suit your needs. Get cover for between 30 and 100,000 rand. Add family members and get 5,000 rand additional cash benefit for transport, catering, after tears, a tombstone or marquee. For a flexible and low-cost funeral cover you can trust, call 08600 60000 or SMS funeral to 44748. OUTsurance, you always get something out. OUTsurance is a licensed FSP. T's and C's and standard rates apply.
Now, going in back into the field, Mr. Gomes, like when you're sitting at home, let's say you are watching a game, do you find yourself maybe refereeing it in your head or just do you just enjoy that football? Or do you maybe say, you should have done that there, or you should have made this decision? How do you, when you're watching a game at home, do you find yourself refereeing the game or do you just enjoy the game?
Yes, when you obviously watching from a referee's point of view, you start to see it as what we always say, see it through the eyes of the referee. You start checking, is the positioning good? Is the body language good, etc.? And you obviously, you don't see it through the player's eyes, you see it through the referee's eyes, and you see where can you learn and say, hey, this guy did good here, maybe I should try this on my next game. Or, hey, this year can be improved, you know, and or maybe this is something I'm doing right that he can learn, etc. But you do see it, and I think it's natural in any industry. I'm sure just yourself as radio technicians, sure, when you see someone else tuning the treble and the bass and whatever you do, it's natural. I think it's a natural instinct to when somebody does what you do, you look at it from the technical side of it.
Wow. What's the difference, though, between, for example, yourself, you said you grew up playing football. What difference, is there a difference between, for example, a referee who grew up playing football and or a referee who just decided to be a ref at a younger age like yourself? Do you think there's a difference between the two people?
There is a huge difference. And I'm glad you asked this question. Nowadays, we talk about modern refereeing, football understanding. Someone who has not played the game will not understand that the player will try to dive, will try to cheat, will try to hold you when the referee cannot see where he's holding you from a corner kick, whatever.
Sure.
So all of this, when you've been on that side of the fence and you now cross over to this side of the fence, you start to understand what is actually going on. You understand that a player is wasting time. You understand the football dynamics, that his team is winning and he needs to slow the game down. And this helps when he's played.
Wow. Is it difficult to contain? I know that some players are the same, but when you look at the football, one can say that players are not the same, really, when you're honestly. Do you think it's easier to contain PSL players than the CAF players, for example, players who are playing in the other countries around Africa?
I won't necessarily say PSL players. I mean, you can have different types of character people in every team, any country, any continent, any league.
Sure.
There are various different types of players that you need to use different strategies. And it's easy to go there and just sanction everybody. But the most important thing is to try and manage each situation. And obviously, watching it on TV or watching it from a stadium, you don't really see when a referee is managing. You don't see the player telling the referee nonsense in his ear sometimes. So we have to manage each situation differently. Each player you manage differently. Some players you can talk to, some you can't. So this happens around the world with any league, any team, any country, etc.
Wow. And in talking about that, I mean, in football, we often see players back chatting or even swearing at the ref or using abusive gestures. Not to you, of course. I'm sure they know about you. But in rugby, you hardly see that. We know there are a lot of couple of disciplined fellas. We know that there are those who are disciplined. And I'm sure maybe that you know that, this fella is disciplined. But what do you think is the reason, though, between how players treat referees in soccer and in rugby?
Malum, do you remember when you were a small boy and your mother told you not to take sweets from the jar? When you didn't see your mother, you took sweets from the jar. Yes,
sure.
Or no?
That's true.
So that's what happens with players. It's the same thing. If the mother allows, they will do it. If they know the mother is there, they will not do it.
Sure.
So it's a strategy. It's a management. It's a management style. It's how you come across. Your personality. Being a referee is not only the laws of the game, football understanding, modern refereeing. It's also your personality. Your character, how do you handle such situations?
Sure.
Some referees handle it differently, some it's the management style.
Wow. And now, talking about the rules of this game, what is that one, or let's say the two rules that you think made football a bit easier and less complicated for the refs? And do you think that rule has made the biggest impact on the game?
I won't say easiest, if you allow me just to change your question, because it will be easier to answer. I think the offside law, which was introduced many years ago, made the game more interesting.
Sure.
But it is the shortest law in the laws of the game, but it is the most complicated law.
Sure. Mm.
So, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Now, we spoke about the VAR, I mean, earlier, and now there's also the goal line technology. Do you think technology will ever replace, I mean, the need for a linesman or the man in the middle, I mean, in the next coming years also?
No, Malum, it will never replace. It is my honest belief that it will never replace us. However, it is a tool to aid us. We need to just take a step back and say, hang on, that ball crossed the line so fast. How many times are you watching football at home?
Sure.
And you rewind, replay, and you still don't have an answer?
Sure.
Now you expect somebody with a naked eye to make a credible decision. Sometimes we need to be fair and say, come on, is it really possible that a human person can be there and give a correct judgment? We see in tennis, we see in cricket, Hawkeye, etc., they use this technology.
Sure.
Why not give the referee also a chance to see the video evidence and then make a decision from the video evidence?
Wow, Mr. Gomes. You know, a lot of people, they say that there are two different sets of rules. I mean, like, for example, inside the 18-yard area or outside the 18-yard area. For example, a player, you know, when they're wasting time, when they're leading, they're just there in the corner wrestling each other there. I mean, how much, I mean, does that get punished as compared to when a player is inside the box? Do you think they get the same punishment from the refs?
We referees are taught to apply the laws of the game inside four lines of the field of play.
Sure.
Whether it be in the penalty area, whether it be in the middle of the park, we are there to apply the laws of the game. We then bring what we call, there's one thing in the laws of the game that many people don't understand. It's called the spirit of the law of the game.
Mm.
And the spirit, very important to modern refereeing and top refereeing nowadays. We always need to apply the spirit. Why did that player commit that foul? Why? We need to understand. If we understand why he's doing that, trying to waste time, what is he trying to do? And then from there, it helps you to make decisions which all the fans get in a football game.
Wow. You know, talking about that, Mr. Combs, we've seen even like some referees when some fans, they're calling even things up, you know. Well, for example, you gave a yellow card for the opposition team, and then a few moments later, you maybe make that decision where you say you are evening things up. Do you feel like, is there ever an urge to even things up if you feel like you made a bad call which resulted in a goal? How do you resist this urge?
Yes, it is part of our training and it is part of who we are as human beings. We have something called the subconscious. Maybe that's what people refer to. But it's important to remain focused and say, hey, I'm a referee, I'm professional, I'm here to do a job.
Sure.
If I've made a mistake before, then so be it. I know I've had decisions in my past where I've maybe made an error of judgment and then straight away I had to make another decision.
Sure.
But that's how it is. That's life. And it's what then people then start respecting you and saying, no, but at least this guy, you know, he's fair. So this is what we need to work towards, ensuring that we stay focused and stay impartial at all times.
Yeah. Now we are running out to our last final questions, Mr. Gomes. I mean, do you think are there any coaches or managers, as they are called in some other parts of the countries, who maybe will say they are giving the refs hard time? Do you ever come across that? Do you say, oh, there are certain managers who are giving the refs a hard time, or that, well, there are others, though, who just respect the work of the referee? Do you think there are some managers who make your work difficult as a referee?
Malume, football is basically the most followed sport in the world. And what makes it this? Because it's an emotional sport.
Sure.
If people get involved, they are passionate.
Mm.
When someone's passionate, on that moment, he's bound to say something or do something, etc. Coaches are in charge of these teams, and it's an emotional sport. It's also their professional livelihood. It's their jobs that are on the line.
Sure.
And sometimes we can try and manage situations, and sometimes they also need to understand that they are professional and they have those limits. And I think in anything in life, there's a line. And once you cross that line, then you have to suffer the consequences. But I'm very proud to say that, as I once said before, that officiating in the Premier League here in South Africa, we have high caliber coaches from every single one of our coaches.
Mm.
And it all it does, it improves the game for everybody.
Wow. You know, Mr. Gomes, when we're talking about players, I mean, we read or we hear players talking on radio, some on television, when a player says, my dream is to play in England or Spain or Germany one day. Now, as Mr. Gomes, what is this one game, I mean, in world football that you say, I would like to officiate in this game? What will that game be?
Every referee aspires to go to the top. Just like any radio DJ, any photographer, anything, they want to go to the top. And the top of football is obviously the World Cup.
Wow. Wow. Mr. Ref.
We aspire for that and we work for that.
Wow. I think I will have to let you go now, Mr. Gomes. But just one last question now. I mean, it's not even a question, but your advice to some aspiring young coaches who are growing up?
I presume the question is young referees coming up and looking to grow further. My advice is always go to a game with an open mind and understand that people are not the enemy, but they are also not your friends. You need to go there and officiate impartially and just give it your best. Mistakes will be made. That's what life's all about. And you just need to improve from your mistakes. But go there with a clean mind, give it your best, and that's it.
Wow. Mr. Gomes, I will have to let you go, my good sir. Thank you ever so much for your time. And thank you for taking your time to speak to us here at Sokala Duma Radio. Thank you so much.
God bless you, sir. Have a good day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma
Radio. Imagine a funeral plan tailor-made for you. The OurTurance Funeral Plan lets you build your cover with benefits that suit your needs. For flexible and low-cost funeral cover, SMS FUNERAL to 44748. OurTurance Life is a licensed insurer and FSP. T's and C's and standard rates apply. Thank you for listening to The Big Interview on SL Radio, and keep a lookout for our next OurTurance Big Interview in the month to come.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.